EPA, AB 2237 by Assemblyman Manchin and AB 2557 will start as a subcommittee until a quorum is established. So, Mr. Manchin, when you're ready.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I'd first like to thank the committee staff for working with my office on this bill, and we will be accepting the committee proposed amendments. I additionally would like to offer an amendment to strike section one of the bill and continue to work on that policy through the interim. In 1980, the nonprofit corporation law became effective, and over time, a number of sections of the corporations code have previously been amended or added to clarify sections so that nonprofit corporations may have more certainty in their operations. AB 2557 corrects technical cross-references throughout multiple sections of the corporations code related to common directors and revises and supplements sections dealing with designated directors. To testify on behalf of the bill, I have with me today Gary Wolberg, who's the former chair of the Nonprofit Organizations Committee.
Testimony, I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll and establish a quorum.
Senator Bradford?
Here.
Bradford here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Galgiani? Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso here. Lara Portantino?
You can continue.
Thank you all, and thank you for considering this proposal. My name is Gary Wolberg. I'm from San Diego, a lawyer down there. And what we are doing in the committee over the last, maybe 20 years, is considering and offering amendments to the statute to try to make it more user-friendly to lawyers that don't practice all the time in the nonprofit world, because virtually every lawyer ends up having to advise a nonprofit at some point or the other. And these amendments are offered in that spirit. If the committee has particular questions, I'd be prepared to answer them.
I just wanted to...
Senator Wesso.
Now, you're saying that you're changing the statute because lawyers don't understand it?
You'd be surprised how many people don't get the concept of ex officio directors. And we tried a few years ago to amend the statute to try to address that. We amended the statute on the definition of directors to make it clear that directors that serve by virtue of another position... are directors if they have the right to vote under the articles. That still hasn't quite fixed the confusion because they didn't use the word ex officio.
So you eliminate ex officio as a possible board position?
No. We are making it clear that ex officio directors are possible and that they serve when they have the position for which they have been appointed in the other body that causes them to be eligible to serve as a director. So that if, and this is another issue that has come up from time to time, if an ex officio director loses their position in whatever organization has entitled them to be an ex officio, do they lose the ability to be a director, or do they continue until they're removed? So this statute
now
makes...
Correct me if I'm wrong. I may be confused about ex officios, too, but they sit on the board, they advise the board, but they're non-voting members of the board?
No. Ex officios are voting members.
Oh, so they used to be some actual, like a director of the organization that moved on to become...
Exactly.
Okay.
It's just the manner in which they've been appointed. Instead of being elected by the members or by the remainder of the board, depending on the bylaws of the organization, they serve as a full director simply because they are, for example, the executive director of a parent organization.
So this bill simply, I mean, it makes the world a better place because it makes the world a more understandable place.
More understandable, exactly.
All right, I'll move the bill.
It's been moved by Senator Wesso. Any other questions from committee members? Hearing none, seeing none, Mr. Manchin, would you like to close?
Mr. Chair, and respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you. We have AB 2557. We have a due pass as amended to Chujudish. And Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended to Senate Judiciary. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. We have five.
Okay, that measures out. We'll leave it open for the absent members. And your next Oh, we're in consent. I forgot. Okay. We have a motion for consent from Senator Wayshow. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to the floor on the consent calendar. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. We have five.
Wow. So all committee hearings went that smoothly. Thank you guys for your presence, and we'll leave the roll open for, I'm sorry? It's these ladies here. I just get out the way. Anyway, we'll leave. For your vote and consent, well, consent too, but we have AB 2557. It's due pass to Senate Judish. The vote is 5-0 at this point.
Motion is due pass as amended to Senate Judiciary. AB 2557, Senator Galgiani.
Aye.
Senator Galgiani, aye.
Thank you. And the next is consent calendar.
Motion is due pass to the floor. Senator Galgiani. Senator Galgiani, aye.
That concludes our business for the June 6th Senate Banking and Finance Committee. I want to thank all of you for being in attendance and moving the agenda along. Thank you. We stand adjourned.